next item is subdivision 2007-40, Jesse Frederick Conaway and Everett T. Conaway, Nathaniel's Landing at Captain's Hill subdivision as a preliminary.
Mr. Chairman, I was not a commissioner at the time of the public hearing. I will not be participating in the discussion and vote.
Thank you. Please let the record reflect that Mr. Ross is not participating.
Well, Mr. Chairman, considering this application for preliminary approval for 2007-40, Mr. Chairman, I move that we deny preliminary approval for application number 2007-40 for Jesse Frederick Conaway and Everett T. Conaway based on the record and for the following reasons, them being this subdivision, along with subdivision 2007-39, has been designed as essentially one project with amenities, stormwater management, and street serving both combined for a total of 124 lots. Subdivision 2007-39 and 2007-40 are clearly one integrated design, and it appears that the only reason they were separated was to avoid the Department of Natural Resources Environmental Control, quote, regulations governing the design, installation, and operation of on-site wastewater treatment and disposal systems, unquote, which requires a community central system if there are more than 100 lots. By separating this 124-lot subdivision into two separate projects, the applicant avoids having to use a community sewage system. 124 new septic systems are not appropriate for this area of the county along the Nanticoke River and watershed. Such systems do not provide the same level of treatment for wastewater disposal as a central or community wastewater system that is operated by a licensed wastewater operator. These projects are under separate ownership. If either of these projects fails to receive final site approval or does not get constructed for some reason, the remaining project could not be built as planned. Subdivision number 2007-40 by itself does not satisfy the requirements of the subdivision and zoning ordinances or protect the orderly growth of the county. Standing alone, subdivision number 2007-40 does not satisfy many of the considerations set out in section 99-9C of the code. For instance, this subdivision by itself is not integrated into the existing landscape and terrain. It would require grade changes for a stormwater management plan based on both projects being built, which may not occur. There is not an adequate provision for sewage disposal since the entire development should be a community sewer under Department of Natural Resources Environmental Control regulations. All of the proposed individual lot septic systems will have a greater adverse effect on area waterways than a treated community system would. Also, the subdivision by itself and with all of the septic systems is not compatible with other land uses. The applicant's engineer has stated that the stormwater management system, including ponds, infiltration basins, and street swales, would be developed as though this application in subdivision 2007-39 are one project. The applicant has not shown that either subdivision by itself has provisions for adequate stormwater management. There is no provision for access to the subdivision by itself. The only means of access is through subdivision number 2007-39, which may or may not be built. This also does not satisfy the requirement for the provision for safe vehicular and pedestrian movement within the site and to adjacent ways. Lastly, this application was submitted as a cluster subdivision, which must provide for a total environment and design which are superior to a standard subdivision. I am not satisfied that subdivision number 2007-40 represents a total environment and design that is superior to a standard subdivision. The avoidance of the Department of Natural Resources Environmental Control Community Sewer System requirements by itself does not satisfy the superior design requirement. The project also relies on roadways and amenities that are off-site. The applicant has also said that this project could have been developed as a standard subdivision with 120 three-quarter acre lots, but the Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control would have required central sewer, which would have been superior to what was proposed. And I cannot consider this to be a superior total environment when in reality this application itself does not represent the total project.
Second.
So moved and seconded to deny subdivision 2007-40, Jesse Frederick Conaway and Everett T. Conaway, Nathaniel's Landing at Captain's Hill subdivision as a preliminary. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.